stay hydrated with the best water, positivity alkaline water. I mean, what's better than not only living in positivity, but drinking positivity as well? Positivity is a Black-owned water distribution company that can be delivered right to your doorstep every single month. Visit positivitywater.com and remember, not only think positive, but drink positivity as well. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Culture Effect Podcast. And today we have a special edition. We have the FAMU edition. So today we have graduates from FAMU who are going to be talking to us today about the HBCU experience, the culture of their life, and everything after college in between. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Shout out. So for those of you all tuning in, welcome in. That was the Marching 100 band from FAMU. So we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. And we will bust with some introductions. Let everyone know your name, what year you graduated, and what your major was. And Sunny, let's start with you.
What's up, gang? What's happening? I am Sunny Speaks. I'm from Miami, Opa-locka, Dade County. And I went to FAMU from 06 to 11. And I am a soul food plant-based chef in Atlanta right now.
All right, AJ.
What's going on, everybody? I'm AJ Williams. I graduated from Florida A&M University in 2013 with my MBA from the School of Business and Industry. I currently reside in Atlanta, Georgia, and I work at Morehouse College.
All right, let's go to Camille.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Camille, but I also go by Who Camille. I graduated from Florida A&M University in 2013 with a degree in criminal justice, but currently I am a full-time musician and rapper, songwriter, all of that in Atlanta.
All right. Let's see who we got next. Let's go to Georgia Dawkins. That's good to you.
Dr. Georgia Dawkins, that is my name. Hi, my name is Georgia Dawkins, and I graduated from the FAMU School of Journalism and Graphic Communication, where I got my BS in broadcast journalism. I almost forgot, and I currently live in Atlanta, and I'm known as the Purpose Producer.
Yeah, I see we got a lot of Atlanta people in the house. I'm in Atlanta, too, so I see there's a lot of y'all down here. All right, let's go to Dr. Lola.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lola. I recently graduated from Vanderbilt. I got my doctorate in physical therapy, and I'm currently in Houston.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Maria.
Greetings and humble salutations. My name is Marie Radigan, and I am currently still at the illustrious Florida A&M University getting my master's in African American studies. However, I did get my BS in broadcast journalism. So shout out to J School. I'm currently interning for Judge Tiffany Carper Baker. I'm still in Tallahassee. However, I am definitely representing Broward County. So 954 stand up.
All right. Oh, let's see. Let's get Ashley back on here. All right, Ashley.
Okay, is it my turn? Okay, guys, my name is Ashley Doss. I am a graduate of FAMU, class of 2013, and I currently reside in Tampa, Florida. I was a broadcast journalism major, and I am currently an entrepreneur. I just transitioned into an entrepreneur, doing media consulting and hosting. So I'm excited to be here tonight. Go Rattlers.
Yes, and let's see, Jaleesa said, hey, Cammy. yes. So I'm excited. So I see we have a lot of different, you all come from different backgrounds. We got some creatives, entrepreneurs. We got a lot of different things going on here. So before we get into all of that, drop us, who wants to drop us some facts about FAMU? Or I mean, we can just kind of go back around, give us some things like for people like me, like I've never been to FAMU. So what are some things that, and I got to make my way to homecoming. I know I've been trying to get down there, but what are some things that we should know about life at FAMU?
We have the baddest band in the land.
I would say something that you should know that we all know. When I say it, they probably going to chime in that we represent Florida. So that's when we was founded. Yes.
Oh, that was awful. I loved it. Oh, it just sounds so out of sync. We didn't rehearse, y'all, but we amazing. Give it up.
We here. We here.
Right. It's all good. Look, and the fact that everybody just kind of hopped on and got in one accord with that. So, yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
No, another thing that I would say about FAMU is that it's cheesy and it's corny. As corny as we could say that we're FAMU-ly, like, it really is a thing. Like, that really means everything to us. Like, we can, I'm sure everybody on this call can go to any city in the United States and find somebody who, or if it's not a FAMUan, somebody who that FAMUan knows, if somebody through somebody, we're really good in any hood. Like, that's just how it goes.
Yes, I love that. And just for like people, you know, I've been posting a lot lately about HBCUs, and a lot of my, you know, Caucasian friends are like, you know, what is an HBCU? Why is it so important? And I try to tell them it's because, you know, we were founded because we weren't allowed to go to predominantly white institutions. So we had to create our own. And so FAMU was started, believe it or not, with only 2 instructors and 15 students, Thomas and Sal Tucker. And so when I think about just the courage that they had to create something for us and to see what it is now, I'm honored. And that's why I go so hard for FAMU, because it really is a privilege for us to attend these institutions.
Absolutely. And we reside on the highest of 7 hills. So you're not a rattler if you not tripping and falling and on the hill and you sweating. You're not a rattler if you haven't had to walk up the foothill, your lord.
Yeah.
And I was going to say that FAMU is community, like wherever you are. And it's not just about location. It's wherever you are in life. I've been at the highest of my career and I've been at the lowest of my career. And at every stage of that, there was FAMU surrounding me. When I didn't have a car, a rattler literally gave me this car and said, girl, I wish I had known sooner, because you could have had it then. So I forever love FAMU.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I just want to piggyback off of what Georgia was saying, because, you know, and actually one of my favorite rattlers, Jasmine Furr, told me this. She said, you're never broke until you run out of network. And FAMU definitely gives you the network, especially for people who are, you know, entrepreneurs and things like that. When I was starting my business, anything that I needed, I knew a rattler who could do it, or a rattler knew somebody. When I needed a lawyer, a graphic designer, a PR person, there was always somebody who could do it, or somebody who knew somebody that could do it that was in my immediate circle from FAMU. So I'm grateful for that.
Period. I love it.
Get it myself. And I want to go back to the hill, because it's called FAMU, and you all said the highest of the 7 hills. So that's like literally a thing. Like, so, and especially for, this is good too, for incoming freshmen that's coming to FAMU. So what, like, you, it's like a lot of hills there, or is it just like where, I guess, like where did that that name come from, the highest of the 7 hills? I heard someone say that.
Well, we were literally built on hills. Our campus is built on hills in Tallahassee. So naturally, when you walk the campus, you feel those hills like you're walking on them. It's just where our campus, like the land, was built. Is that right, y'all?
It's built on and into hills. That's why when you go on the Coleman Library, when you go on the second floor, you're in the front and the first floor is in the back because it's actually built into the hill. So, yes, you will get your cardio. The best shape of your life is when you're a freshman. You might catch a freshman 30, but if you walk to those classes continuously, you'll be in the best shape of your life. No Stairmaster can compare.
I love it. I love it. So, I want to go down the list with you all, and anyone can kind of start off and take this. So, you all, once again, like you all have different backgrounds and came through FAMU at different times. So, what are some things, like, I guess maybe, I know it's probably a lot of different things, like, but give us maybe like one to three different things that really shaped your career at FAMU and carried over into your adult life.
I guess I'll start since I'm still here, right? I am in the master's program in African American studies, and the teachers, they just are so amazing at FAMU, and they continuously pour into you. And when you cannot see the end of the tunnel or the end of the road, they know where you're going. And they want you to succeed. So the idea of just FAMU-ly is just so true. And not until you get onto FAMU's campus is when you're going to understand what I'm saying. But, you know, just not feeling like another number, feeling like this is home, like they want the best for you.
I would say something that I take with me now that I learned at FAMU is even when you asked us, you know, when do we graduate? We're a university that you graduate when you graduate. We're more so about when you came in. It's about the start. Who did you start with? You know, so it's like when being out in the world, it's like you have these opportunities and it's like just, I don't know, it's like the beginning. Like we're going to finish. We know we're going to finish. But it's like, where did you start? You know what I'm saying? Like, me moving to Atlanta and the opportunities that I have now, I have to be mindful of how I'm starting off and just things like that. Cause we count the start. We count who did you come in here with? Like how you asked when we graduated, 2013, 2012, I came in 2009, me and Doss, and that's what me and Doss represent. So it's just kind of, I think I take pride a lot more on the beginning of things more now than I did prior to being a FAMU, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I like you saying this. So what I got from you was it's not so much as when you graduated, but it's where you started, and then really like that journey to even becoming the person that you become. Yes. You know, going through the process of being an HBCU student. Okay.
Because we don't become Rattlers when you graduate. It's as soon as you get there, you're now part of this family. And so that's why we celebrate 10 years more so on when you came in. Like my class in 2009, that I don't say I'm class of 2013, because I mean I am, but technically I'm class of 2009. That's when I came to FAMU. So we celebrated our 10 years of Rattler in 2019. And I know a lot of universities do it the other way, where you celebrate once you graduated, you know?
Mm-hmm. So two things that I can say that FAMU taught me. One, networking is so important. It's the other thing that I learned is it's not what you know, it's not who you know, but who knows you. I take that with me so heavily, because a lot of deals and a lot of opportunities that present themselves are done outside the room. They're not done in the interview room, as far as like internships, jobs, and things like that. It's all in who knows you that can get you to that next level, and what it is that you want to do in the world.
I would, I'd like to chime in and say that FAMU, as funny and as corny as it may sound, was the first place to show me that Black people are not a monolith. And I will never forget that for the rest of my life, because I feel like, at least growing up in Miami, you know, we all grow up with like, oh, well, Black people don't do this, or Black people don't speak like this, or Black people don't do that. And then like when I got to FAMU, it was like, there's a whole like, we everywhere. You can't get rid of us. We everywhere. And it was like just seeing all these different kinds of, like, you know, when I saw people from DC and like I saw them, I was like, they look like they just stepped out of an episode of Fresh Prince. Like, what's with all the bright colors, the go-go music? Family was the first time I met someone from Bermuda. The first time I met someone, a person from Africa that was like first generation. They had actually came from Africa to go to FAMU. And I was just amazed. And that really changed my life, because like that made me travel. I went and traveled and stayed in South America for 2 years and had a really great experience because I was able to get rid of that mindset of, oh, Black people don't do this. And I got that from FAMU.
I love that. I would say it's truly a family. Like, we, if you guys have been following the news, like we had a hurricane to hit yesterday, and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm just waking up, and my professor from J school, who's like my second dad, Professor Jones, if you're in J school, you know him, texts me. It was like, I'm praying for your safety, praying for your family. And I'm like, energy, like, if your professors aren't texting to check up on you, you went to the wrong school. We are truly a FAMU league. Like, they look out for us. And I honestly believe that I wouldn't have gotten what I got as far as the mentorship. Georgia Dawkins is my mentor. I know she don't be wanting to answer to me half the time because I'm crazy. But she was one of my first mentors who took a chance on me when I was in J school coming up. And she was like a J school superstar. And so I keep in contact with all of my professors. Like AJ said, it's about networking and who knows you. And so these professors, when it's time for me to get a job, you know, can vouch for me. They can speak to my work ethic and my character. So I'm just so grateful for that family atmosphere that I had at FAMU. I don't believe that I would have gotten that at any other institution that I would have went to.
I think we're all saying the same thing in different ways, but we can't stress enough the importance of relationships and community. And it's just more than keeping in touch. It's, are you okay? Are you okay, sis? Do you need anything? But that just goes so much deeper. I remember when I didn't know where I was gonna live for the summer, didn't have a place to store my clothes. And the dean at the time, RIP, Dr. Hawkins, Dean Hawkins, he was like a father to me. He let me store my clothes in the school. He was like, look, we got these closets, ain't nobody using them over here, and you can store everything. And I was like, my microwave? I can put my microwave over here? Anything that you need. And they had me. And when I needed a deposit for my internship, because they wasn't giving us checks up front, they had me. So it's the relationships that we stand on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I love that. And welcome to everyone in the comments. I see we have Jill. Welcome in, Jill. Let's see, we got Torn. I think Torn is a current student at FAMU still. But I want to ask you all, so, and I probably should ask you all this first, but what led to you all getting to FAMU? Like, and I guess we can kind of go back around and answer this, but first question, are you all first generation HBCU students? And if not, like, what impacted your decision to attend FAMU?
For me, I always tell people I grew up white. I'm from Sebring, Florida, population 10,000, 16% Black. Everybody is my cousin. And I'm not even playing with y'all. Like, everybody's my cousin. So, like, going to FAM was just like going out of town. But even then, I had this fear of, they're not going to like how I talk. They're not going to like how I... Okay, I'm Black now, y'all. But I wasn't, like, Black when I went to FAM. I had to go get a degree so I could be a professional Black girl. But they loved me into that. You know, they helped me love the parts of myself that, you know, maybe I learned to hate in my small town in Florida, you know, where I didn't see a lot of people who looked like me, a lot of people who went to college. I am first generation college, first generation HBCU. And I don't say that enough, man. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, because we are putting in work. And because of that network and these relationships and the fact that I left and went to school and got a Black experience and a quality education, my 16-year-old brother is doing a pre-college HBCU trip right now at Edward Waters College because another Rattler said, hey, I remember your brother who used to come to campus and visit you when you were at school. So now my brother is getting this life-changing experience because of not just the FAMU network, but the HBCU network.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I would say, I'm not technically, y'all can help me out with this. My parents both went to grad school at Howard University, but they didn't go to undergrad at, they met at University of Dayton in Ohio, but yeah, they, you know, they did that Howard Bison stuff, you know, they did what they did. It's given typical. But yeah, I decided to go to Penn. So technically no, but I mean, I don't know.
I have a similar story. I kind of am, but not. So my parents did, neither one of my parents went to college, but my brother went to FAMU. And so my brother is in the Marching 100 as well. So I and the current director of the Marching 100, Dr. Chipman, was my brother's high school band director. So I've been around the 100 for like years and years and years and years, back to when it was fish fries to go on trips and stuff like that. So it kind of like, I did try, I'm not gonna lie, I did try to go to other schools, and it was like, no, I really ended up at FAM, which is where I was supposed to be anyway. And I just didn't want to go because I didn't want to be Trey's little sister. I wanted to be my own person. And then I got to FAMU and everybody was like, oh, you Trey's sister. But it worked out because they were like, oh, we're gonna take care of you. Oh, that's Trey's sister. Like, oh, financial aid, like, come through, that's Trey's sister. Oh, she in the line. Yeah, that's Trey's little sister. Remember from back in the day? And so I used to get a lot of perks because I was Trey's little sister.
I think for me, I am actually a first generation student. My parents are from Jamaica, and I'm also a first generation HBCU student, which is even the best. So I got accepted into like Bethune and Edward Waters as well, and a couple of other HBCUs in Florida. But one, I already knew I wanted to go to a HBCU without a doubt, but I also wanted to go away from home, you know, as far as I could go as possible. So FAMU was it. But when I went to J school and did a tour and seen that we had a studio, that kind of like solidified everything. And I was also a radio host, and knowing that we could operate everything by ourselves, it was it for me. FAMU was a yes.
I'll say for okay. me, oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, you can go, it's fine.
Okay, I'll make it quick. So I knew about HBCUs. My mom went to Ford Memorial College back when it was actually a pretty decent school. No shade. And my dad's entire side of family, I have a cousin who's a drum major. My entire dad's side of the family all graduate from FAMU. But I wanted to follow my friends. I wanted to go. My boyfriend at the time in high school had a basketball scholarship to Fort Valley. So I applied there, got accepted. I wanted to go with my friends who went to Florida State. And my family was like, you're not going anywhere but FAMU, so hang it up. And to be honest with you, it was the best decision. When I got my letter in the mail, this is back before they started getting these little emails. The kids these days will never understand. I got a paper letter of acceptance, and I was so excited because just, you know, knowing the history from my family, my dad's side of the family, and the impact that they made at FAMU, I knew it was the best choice for me. And I would encourage anybody who's watching right now who's not an HBCU student to go to an HBCU.
Yes, agree. Because I, for undergrad, I actually went to PWI. Going into school, I didn't know what a PWI was. I didn't know what an HBCU was. But after I graduated and I was applying to grad school, I actually sat down and thought, when I was looking at like the different schools I can go to, I was like, I really wanted to go to PWI. Because going at a PWI, I was literally maybe the only Black girl out of hundreds and 300s of people. And you're just a number. And I wanted to go somewhere where I knew other people looked like me. And like in this profession, you don't see a lot of Black physical therapists, especially Black women physical therapists. So going somewhere where I can see people I can actually look up to and understand my background, where I come from, like different type of like testing strategies and how to pass and be successful as a Black woman in this field, I felt like going to an HBCU was the best choice for me.
I love that. And you know, I want to get into something too, because someone, I can't remember, touch on it, but we talked about networking. Someone mentioned network, and I think that's so important throughout college. And of course, networking is one of those things. I think it was AJ. I think you were talking about how it's not about who you know, but who knows you. And it's so important. I think that's something, especially for all of the incoming freshmen coming in, because a lot of students may think or say, oh, I'm shy, I don't want to talk to anyone, or they, you know, just, and I think for some people too, they may be all in their books. So maybe they're like, oh, I'm just going to sit in my dorm room and just focus on the books, which is good, but you have to have balance. So you got to get out the dorm room, meet some people. So what are some ways that you all were able to really keep that balance in school? You all were able to network, have a social life, and, you know, keep those grades up when you were in college.
Look, everybody is not out here going to the club. I just want y'all to know that. Like, everybody's not going to a frat party or a sorority party or whatever. I was in the FAMU Association of Black Journalists. Like, they're like, oh, what'd you pledge? Because when you go to an HBCU, people just assume that you pledge something, not knowing that going to an HBCU is enough. It is absolutely enough. You don't have to do anything else. But that was the foundation for my career. And I also, freshman year, before I knew to join anything else, was FAMU Gospel Choir. A lot of people don't know. I was in the Gospel Choir for like 2 years. And that allowed me to travel and meet people in different majors who weren't in the School of Journalism. So I had friends in pharmacy, and we all were, you know, coming together for a common ground, a common goal, and that was the gospel. So for me, it was the FAMU in 90.5 and the gospel choir.
So the two activities that got me out of my shell, first was being on the Royal Court. So shout out to FAMU, Royal Court 09, 2010. We got to travel. I met so many different people, talked to so many different people, and that, you know, being a part of the Royal Court, it literally changed my life. I say that all the time, just by, you know, getting on the road, getting your suit altered. Like, I was so closed off and in a shell that I didn't know that you, like, could go get your suits altered. Like, you literally, I thought before, you just go get the suit size and you walk around like a box. And then after that experience, I became the presidential ambassador for the university as well. So just traveling and recruiting. So, you know, that literally became my passion and my love. And, you know, I speak about FAMU all the time. I currently have a 16-year-old niece who is, you know, looking to apply to colleges and things like that. And I'm literally pushing FAMU because I believe in it wholeheartedly. And I just love the university. And I know what it's done for me when I went. And just looking at it now and the upgrades and, you know, the different opportunities that are coming out of there now, I know that any student who is thinking about going to FAMU is definitely going to thrive.
I would say definitely get into your interest. So something that I did when I was at FAMU was poetry. And so I did Black on Black Rhyme, which is not actually associated with the school, but because of that, some of the people that came in with, we looked and we saw like there was no poetry organization. So we created the first poetry organization. It's called Voices for FAMU. And that was really like my family. And I mean, we caught it. We caught the haze of it because, you know, when you broke together, ain't no, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people got a broken love because they ain't never been broke in love. But when you with your friends and they, you know, you got split ramen noodle packets, make plays happen, like that's what really bonds you. And that's your people. I feel like that's like you have your networking circle at FAM, but the people that you was broke with, that's y'all set tight forever.
I agree. I would say this is going to be so like typical, but maybe not typical, but I really thought that something, because I don't think I really need too much breaking in when it comes to like me coming out, but staying in the dorms my freshman year, it was everything I needed. Literally, it was everything I needed. One of my closest group of girlfriends, we met on the first floor of McGuinn because they had carpet in their room and it was the only room with carpet. I walked past it, then I walked in their room unannounced and I'm walking, I'm like, y'all got carpet? And then I just never left. And so it was just amazing, like being in, I don't know, it was just different, like being able, I have sisters, I grew up with sisters, but having all of these girls around you, and I mean, you're not best friends with any of them, but I mean, we weren't beefing with anybody either. It was just awesome to be able to go upstairs, downstairs, and around, and all these girls are here that you see on campus, and it was just really cool to be able to meet people in the hallway of your dorm where all y'all live, and the bathrooms were the bathrooms, but I mean, it's still like family. They felt like your cousins. It's just awesome like that. And I play volleyball, so that was fun to do that for that one season. I rode the bench. I got to travel, get the per diem. I'll take it.
I think for me, it was different because I transferred into FAMU. I transferred from Broward College. So I had like a different outlook on like everything was happening so fast at FAMU. So I joined the Transfer Student Union to like get my foot wet on like what was going on campus. And of course, being in J school, when you have grads are back, like when everybody comes, all the grads come, that is a perfect way to network. I joined Images Modeling Troupe. I joined NCNW, shout out to Images. Walking on the highest of seven heels and heels and hard bottom definitely do work to your toes, but that was also amazing. And I guess, you know, just making sure to get out of your comfort zone. Coming from Broward, like I was always like someone that wanted to be active in everything. So going to FAMU, I continuously been active too.
Also the free events on campus. Like I've always been, I'm a chef now, but I've always been a foodie. So I would be on campus. I would be like, oh, the Alphas are doing chicken and waffles. Well, let me go check the dexterity of the chicken and see the fluffiness of the waffle, you know? So check out all of the free stuff because you'll meet some tribe there too for whatever you're into. They have something like that on campus and you can check that out. And it's gonna be free, which is my favorite number. And it's gonna be your favorite number too when you on the hill.
I was going to also say Set Friday gets you introduced to a lot of people as well. You see somebody with, you know, drip, you know, where y'all got like the same taste. You're like, oh my God, I like your hair. I like your shoes. Your face is beat, sis. So that's another way to connect.
I want to, and shout out once again to everyone in the comments, Ash, let's see, Jaleesa's Mad House. Now, what's that? Is that like...
McGuinn and Diamond Hall. That's one of the girls I met on the first floor in McGuinn.
Ah. It's no Patty Foot, but it'll do.
I got respect to the foot soldiers. The Patty Foot was like the campus jail.
Listen, Patty Foot about to get torn down.
Yeah, they tearing it down too.
Don't do that. I was right by the calf, though. A journey to the calf while it was across the street for us.
Y'all were right by the calf.
I want to see someone says Cropper Hall.
That's me.
Okay, look, I know how it is. HBC, look, we work by Dorn Hall, so I get it. Now, I want to get into Set Friday, too, because I got introduced to Set Friday, really, honestly, from, like, YouTube and then seeing the videos on Instagram and things like that. So how many people on here are Greek? Or is anyone? Okay, Camille's Greek. Okay. So I know you. So give us the details, and I'm pretty sure everyone else, you all can kind of chime in, too. Give us, once again, for people like me, who never actually experienced a Set Friday in person. Like, what is that all about?
Well, Greek or no Greek, Set Friday, we skipping class. That's number one.
Okay. I was just gonna say
we're not gonna be in class. No, not every Friday, but like certain Fridays, like homecoming, just cancel the classes because ain't nobody gonna be there, professor. Okay. but Set Friday is like it's Friday. Friday, same thing as work. When it's Friday, it's time to go to happy hour, right? That's what Set Friday is. It's like the start of your weekend, right? So Set Friday is like the green light to the weekend, right? So there's DJs or there's a DJ on the set. And then literally, you said you've never been to FAMU, but we have like this very long brick road, right? No cars can go through it. It goes through campus. Not through it. Like, where would y'all say it goes through? Does it go through campus? Somebody help me out.
Yeah, it goes through campus.
Yeah, and it used to be open to traffic back in the day.
It did. You used to be able to drive through it, but you can't do that no more. And so it just fills up with people, and there's DJs, and there's vendors, and there's people selling food, and people selling clothes, and you could go, you know, it's just everything. It's a big party, but outside, and you can buy things. It's like a marketplace. Mm-hmm. With a bomb DJ and all your homegirls and your homeboys and your crush and that Greek guy you've been looking at or that girl that you've been looking at. And it's just, you know, it's a party. It really is. And it's every Friday. Some are better than others. There's like what? Maybe the first one, the last one of the semester, homecoming, if it's a big party coming up or something. You know,
before Be Out Day.
Oh, Be Out Day. Be Out Day is like Set Friday times 10.
I would say too. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, just to tag on to what Cam was saying, like for all the incoming freshmen, I just want to say public service announcement: the set will be there. Go to class. It's gonna be there every Friday. I'm talking from experience. I'm being transparent. This is my life. I'm telling y'all. Okay, I'm fighting for my life. The set will be there. Go to class because it's gonna be there, and that's all I'm gonna say on that. My lawyer advised me. That's all I can say.
I will say, you know, I was Mr. Set Friday. I was a party guy. Anybody on here can attest to that. But what I will say is definitely go to class, because when it comes to joining the organization, the things that we were talking about, that GPA need to be intact. Because if not, you're going to be on the sideline watching. Ooh, and wishing.
That was me now, so I'm going to need you to chill.
Oh, well, you was watching and wishing. Sorry. But also to echo what Camille was saying about Set Friday, is literally the place where you can go to figure out your weekend plans. So it's literally the link up spot for everybody, camaraderie, unwind, and then plan for the weekend as well.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that too. That is where everybody kind of communally met and said, like, this is what we're doing, this is what the hot spots is. And it also that cultural immersion that we talked about too, because I mean, for the people who are not from Florida, the first time you saw Florida people dancing on the set, I know a lot of my friends are like, what is this? And it's like, it's a whole different cultural experience, and every group is waiting to hear their song. Like the Caribbean Student Association, they're waiting to hear the reggae set. Like it's a whole vibe. It's a whole vibe for sure.
Yes, it's a vibe. You just strolls when you see the cues start hopping, just get out the way. You know, it's just a vibe. And I'm big on the outfit. So the outfits, like you have your outfits pressed the day before. Your edges is laid to the gods. Laid to the gods. Your face is beat. Like you took your time. Each stroke was very important when you put that foundation on.
You never know who you're gonna see. You never know who you're gonna see at Set Friday. Like you don't know. And of course, you said, like anything, homecoming is always superior. Like homecoming is just always like the peak time of college, right? That's just like the peak time of the school year. But like you just don't know. But also another thing, to be completely honest with you, which I wish I was a little bit smarter about, like we right across the street from FSU. Sometimes they football players will be coming over, they basketball players will be coming over, like I might find me a husband. So I gotta, you know, prepare on the set. Right. And back I didn't do that like a clown. And now let me put my red nose on.
Somebody said, Ashley said she never I never scheduled classes on Friday after 10 a.m.
Smart woman.
That's really smart, because Mr. Jones did not care. We had class. Mr. Jones did not care about Set Friday. We was in I don't even remember the class name that we was in. To J school people.
Was it camera edit training?
Mr. Jones did not care. We were right in there.
Why you even put that on Friday? Why would you even do that? Yeah. He set you up to fail, sis.
That's what I was about to say. We make our own schedules. You know, 12 to 3 on a Friday, it's a no for me.
It's a dub. I'm taking
5 to 8. That class was a certification class, so you weren't getting credit for that, but that certification was required for you to do everything else in the school. Like, who made this up? Thank you, Jones.
And it could only happen on Friday?
Yes. And it's the worst, because you'll go, like, I had a class, I think it was my freshman year. I had a class that was, like, from 1 to, I think, like, 2:15 or something. And I'll be on set, like, 1 to, like, 1:15. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go at 1:15. I'll go at 1:30. Then remember, do y'all remember when they used to have the Crave truck by Perry Page that had, like,
the red chicken?
I'm showing up late with a whole plate. Like, what y'all was talking about? Oh, they was fighting on the set, but what's up? What y'all talking about?
Well, shout out to Soul Train. If you're going to mention Craven, we got Soul Train, who held us down with our Capri Suns and our oatmeal pies, our Lay's chips. He always had snacks for us, and he was there for like 100 years. Like,
at reasonable prices, too. That's not
reasonable.
Reasonable.
Prices.
It's called the Soul Corner.
No, No, I think she's a little confused.
His name is Soul Train.
Was a person, an actual man. And that's just what his name was Soul Train. And he sat on campus by the library or be around the campus and he sell snacks.
Snacks.
And he was like, it's not a candy lady. He was like our campus candy food guy. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And he literally, we would buy snacks for him.
And he was great too. Like if you could, cause you know, when you go inside campus, like if you go inside the bookstore or something, like a bag of chips is going to be like $2-3. It's not going to be the same price it would be at like the corner store. So you didn't have to leave campus and go all the way to the corner store to get the same prices. And he always had hood snacks too. I used to hide all my snacks in Jones Hall for when I had bio lab.
This is cool. Somebody said late with a plate.
That's what Suni said.
It was a plate. Late with a plate was a person. That was
yes.
Too, which makes it even worse. So I would have a whole mukbang after being 30 minutes late on a set. Like,
wait, you would eat it in class? You had the audacity?
Is water wet? Is Trump unemployed? Why would I give him an eating call later?
Is Trump unemployed?
It was said, oh, Soul Train. Okay, so Soul Train was like, I'm definitely, because it sounds like Set Friday is like a weekly homecoming. Because to be honest, like at Tuskegee, like we didn't have nothing like that, like with the vendors and all that. The only time we really had vendors and things like that would be during homecoming. So it seems like y'all kind of had like a little weekly mini homecoming going on Fridays. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I remember earlier you said that you haven't been to one of our homecomings. If you're going to come to one, this is the year to come.
Period. Yeah.
This is straight the up. Year to the
outside.
Atlanta. That's 4 hours
outside.
Away. Yeah,
I already know. Look, if what y'all said, I already know. Like the post pandemic homecoming, like, yeah, I know it's gonna be on a whole nother level. So,
Look at AJ, he's ready.
I'm ready.
And the game is against Grambling, too. It's Grambling, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's thinking about the game, but I'm just saying, like, that's one of our, like, a lot of their people are going to come out too.
Oh, yeah.
And the classic is something to be at too. We can't forget the classic.
True.
Now, which classic is this?
Is it
against Jackson State?
Yeah, that's
no,
the
one.
That's the one in Miami.
They're talking about the one against
ECC. Oh, Florida Classic in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get some dates for some of this stuff and make my way to FAMU.
Well, homecoming is the last weekend of October, so block that off.
Okay. If you're gonna come by our school, please make a donation to the school of your choice and make sure that we can continue this FAMU-ly legacy. In the future, make sure that other students can benefit from this. So it doesn't matter how small, but when you think of us, please think of us.
I got you. So see. Oh, somebody said the Florida Classics. Okay.
With the S. With the S.
Yeah, so no, this has been good. Like, I'm learning a lot from you all, from talking to you all about FAMU, because like, I'm always curious. I graduated in 2012, and so I honestly, the only other HBCU I've been to was Alabama State. So I'm always curious, like, what are other, it was right down the street from Tuskegee, so we used to go to campus all the time there. But I'm always curious, like, what are other HBCUs like what, you know, things that happen. And we're going to get ready to wrap this up shortly, but I want to touch on the leadership aspect of, because you all, I know AJ, you were on Royal Court. What else? I was kind of writing things down. Sunny, you created the Poetry Club. I was trying to write some things down as you all were talking, but let's talk about the leadership aspect too, and especially speak to those, the incoming freshmen or anyone, maybe they're already in school, but they're thinking about taking on leadership positions, Royal Court, or maybe starting an organization. So talk to those students and maybe some tips and things that you all learned from going through those different processes.
What I will say to an incoming freshman is it's not about the quantity of the organization that you join. I know a lot of incoming students, they come in, you know, very eager, you know, to jump in. But it's very important that when you join an organization, you can give your whole self and not, you know, just half of yourself, because that will speak to your character. So my main advice is to find a couple of organizations that you can dedicate your whole self to. And again, make the best of it and find the organization that best suits you and what you can actually contribute to the organization.
I'll agree with AJ. I'll say being in the FAMU J school, you didn't have a choice but to be a leader. Like, that was encouraged. We were able to be involved in student media from day one. So here I am, freshman, sophomore, on the radio producing my own show. A FAMU TV 20 news anchor. Like, we had to apply for these leadership positions. And like AJ said, it doesn't apply just to Greek organizations. Our GPAs had to be on point to even have some of these leadership positions, because you had to set the example for other students in these positions. So if your classwork wasn't right, if you didn't have a good relationship with your professors, they weren't going to sign off on you being in anything unless you had the classwork to back it up. So I would encourage students that are coming in, if you know what your major is going to be, start finding out what those different opportunities are for leadership, different organizations within your major that will help prepare you, because every experience that I had in J school prepared me to go out into the field as a news anchor, as a reporter, and be well advanced on the first and second job because FAMU had equipped me, because I took part in those leadership opportunities. So do not sleep on what your school has to offer, your major. Jump right in, get involved, because it will definitely help prepare you in the real world after graduation.
I would like to say that FAMU born leaders, you know, like FAMU molds leaders. And I think every leader must first be a follower. So find a mentor that could help you, you know, transition throughout your matriculation. Find an organization that also speaks to your values and holds your values. I'm going to give a little brief synopsis of this organization called Dream Defenders. It's a nonprofit organization that was founded after the death of Trayvon Martin, and it was actually founded by a FAMU student as well as other students. His name is Philip Agnew. And after Trayvon Martin's death, everybody left from FAMU, and I was able to come to Tallahassee and revamp it on campus. And we do like political education, voters' rights. We do a lot of things that are like civic engagement and social justice tied to. So find your call. You can find your calling in a lot of the organizations, and, you know, find a mentor that helps you.
I would say one to step out. If you want, you know, if there's any freshmen on here that come back and watch this, an incoming freshman, do something different. Don't be afraid to shine. Don't be afraid to be who you want to be. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. You are allowed to do that. If you want to come to FAMU and your name is Simone, but you want to be Trisha at FAMU, and you want to, you know, if it's not nothing like really like, I'm just going to be a whole different person. Like, if you just want to grow and expand and be this person, just do it. One of my favorite parts about FAMU, and I don't know how it was at Tuskegee, was just the types of Black people that was there. You know, it was different. The same way, you know, Georgia said she was from Florida. I'm not from Florida. I'm from Maryland. I love seeing people with gold teeth front to back in my class with pineapple locks. I love seeing that. I love seeing those same people transition junior year, cutting it off, because now they've gone into this organization where that organization kind of told them, like, if you want to be professional, you know, as horrible as it sounds, you're not going to be able to go into this with pineapple locks, but they, you know, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But I loved it. Oh, I love seeing those people who came in with a low fade and graduated with pineapple locks, because they just took on the culture. It was just, I loved it. You didn't know who you were going to see. You didn't know, from Prissy to the most gutter, everybody has a story, but we all had one goal: to be a Seth Friday. No, I'm just playing. We all had one goal, and it was to go to class, enjoy our time at FAMU, and to graduate. And that's what most of us did.
I would say, as far as the leadership goes, especially with starting an organization, I would say always, for sure, partnerships and collabs. Like, when you're starting an organization, I think anywhere, like not just FAM, it's always hard, like, to get the ball rolling as opposed to a ball that's already rolling, or it's a different type of hard. But collabing, and everybody, it was kind of easy for us being poets, because everybody wants poets, especially like for their Valentine's Day show. So when you get with a bigger organization, like let's say you say, hey, like let me reach out with the Deltas and let's do a, you know, a Velvet Red poetry collab. It was a lot easier to get a lot of stuff done because, you know, the Deltas or whatever organization had been on campus for so long. They knew who to talk to. They knew what paperwork to fill out, like all of those things. So those are a really big help. So for the people who get on campus and say, hey, I want to forge this new path because the things that I'm into, I don't see on campus. Just know those partnerships with those people. See how you can exchange value and see how you can exchange intellectual property and be a service to each other. And that's a skill that you're definitely going to take with you forever as well.
I love it. I love it. And I want to, so we went through the process of you all being at FAMU. And so in the beginning, you all talked about what you're currently doing. So I want to get, just touch on that a little bit and let everyone know, like, how can we support you and you all being, you know, Rattlers? Let's get into that a little bit and what each of you have going on in your current careers.
So you just want us to talk about
AJ.
No, I'm asking, you want us to just talk about what we currently have going on in our lives?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, currently I am 1/4 of Crown Conversations, the podcast that I do with 3 other FAMU alum. Shout out to Kayla, Jenna, and Malcolm. So you guys can tune into us. We're available on all major streaming platforms. I also have my own YouTube channel where I do music and product reviews. So definitely, you know, I appreciate any support that you all can give. And I know that you have a podcast and I would like to link up with you at some point in time so we can maybe do a crossover episode.
Definitely. Yes. Let's see. Who wants to go next? Sonny, let's go to you.
I'm going to let Ashley go.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah. Go ahead, Ashley. I know you got to leave.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, girl. Thank you for helping me out. But yes, I want to say that, I love my family and I just can't get away from them. So right now, being that I've transitioned out of hard news and I'm doing more lifestyle and feature content, I've actually partnered up with a fellow Rattler. Her name's Danelle Riley. She is the owner of the HBCU Culture Shop, which is an apparel company for HBCUs. And we just dropped a show that we're working on called The Culture Drop. And we basically each week share 5 things that are happening in HBCU news and the culture, highlighting the great things that are happening at our institutions. So that's content that we put out weekly that I love hosting and researching and learning so much about HBCU. So you guys can head over to, I'll put her information to where you can watch in the comments, but check her out, check out the show. If you guys have HBCU news you want to send us that we can highlight or alumni news, let us know. We would love to get you guys featured. And I'll be dropping some other content very soon for my own personal brand. So follow me, but yeah, I love FAMU, I rep FAMU, and it's going to be a part of everything that I do in my career. So thank you guys for having me tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, my mic was muted. I see Jaleesa and Janae said they'll be tuning in to Crown Conversations. I will as well, AJ.
Okay, I'll go real quick, and I wasn't gonna go because it's music and it's loud in the background, but that's my life. Like, it's a studio in my living room, so that's what's going on over there. So don't mind any music that you hear. But like I said, I'm a recording artist, and the opportunity how I ended up doing this full time. I was a teacher and a coach, a volleyball coach. I did that for like 5 years. But a FAMUan, her name is Mia. Her name is, I always say that, her name is Samaya, but I call her Mia because that's her social media name, Samaya, and she actually is, she's a FAMU graduate as well, and she has her own business and company and everything, but she tagged me on a Slutty Vegan post one day when they were looking for, I guess they had their jingle contest last year, and she tagged me in it, and so I was like, okay, I'll try my hand at rapping about vegan cheeseburgers, the hot dogs and stuff like that. And so I did it and I ended up winning. And so I won a jingle contest for Slutty Vegan. I was coming back and forth from Baltimore to Atlanta. And then the opportunity just kind of snowballed. And so I'm now working with Slutty Vegan, doing music and recording and working on a project. I have music that's out already. It's on Apple, Tidal, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. It's all of that. Just search my name, Who Camille, and it's there. Okay.
Yes, we love that.
My vegan sister, I gotta tap in with you, the ATL vegans. Now, I'm not a vegan. I'm a slutty carnivore, not a vegan, but I work with
her. It's getting dark in the parking lot, so I'm gonna have to go too, y'all. I'm in Atlanta, and when the lights come on, it's time to go in the house. But I just wanted to plug her up. Thank you, Sunny. Ashley, that's my baby. She's been my mentee since she was a freshman and showed me the first draft of her resume. But y'all can follow my podcast, The Purpose Producer, The Purpose Producer on all streaming platforms. I'm also an author. My book is called Everybody Knows the Power of Being in Position. And you can find that on Amazon or just follow me on Instagram. I love to connect with people.
So I'm currently still at FAMU and I'm graduating July 30th. So I just need to put that out there, y'all, so y'all could cheer for me because it's been an experience through the pandemic, Lord Jesus. But you can also find me on Instagram at Lyrical Marie. I'm currently interning for the first young Black judicial judge in the second circuit, Judge Tiffany Baker, and that's been a beautiful experience. I recently went viral for telling my story about what happened to me at 13 years old. And if you can just continuously share the story to inspire others, that would greatly be appreciated. I also have my own brand called Black Power, and POWER is an acronym for People Oppressed Will Eventually Rebel. And it's just an empowerment, inspiring clothing brand.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, yes, Marie, we got your story on our page. So if you all aren't familiar, just head to our page. I think it was maybe a few days ago, but we have it, and she's the caption and everything. So you all can read about where she came from and what she's currently doing now. So, yeah. But go ahead. Dr.
Hello. I'm here. Sorry, my phone was on mute. Yeah, so currently I am studying to become licensed. Hello? Y'all can hear me? We're good? Mm-hmm. So I'm studying currently to become licensed in Texas. I hope to work in the neurological field and work on diseases that primarily affect Black people, like sickle cell disease. I see a lot of times they don't have treatments and things to do to actually help the disease and things like that. And physical therapy could be a big help. So I'm hope one day I can be able to implement physical therapy treatments and help people with sickle cell and such. And I'm also working on creating a platform to help young Black women join the healthcare, because like I said from the beginning, you don't see a lot of Black women in the healthcare field. And like even getting into physical therapy, I had people telling me like, no, you know, don't do it. Do something else that Black people do, you know, and, you know, you can be that change. You don't have to follow a path that everyone follows.
All right. Okay, Camille, let me see. We got somebody. If you ain't got no money. Okay, now which song is this from? Somebody quote you.
This song is from my song, No W-Y-D. Overseas, make me renew my passport just to take me to the beach. So that's called No W-Y-D. Okay, go check that out.
Okay, No W-Y-D.
Hey, Janae White, I know that's right.
All right, I wrote that down. I'm gonna check it out once we get off here. No W-I-D or W-Y-D.
No W-I-D. Like, you know, when people text you like,
oh, what you doing?
What you doing? Like, stop texting me that. Like, I'm at work. Like, what you doing?
Like, you working over here. I got you.
I'm at work. Are you gonna get me off of work and fly me overseas? Okay, then leave me alone.
I love it. All right, well, we're going to go ahead. Final question for the night, and we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap this up. But what advice, you all gave some great advice earlier, but kind of finish it off with some final words you want to leave, and definitely for those incoming Rattlers, incoming 2021 Rattlers. Oh, and then leave your social media as well, just to kind of wrap everything up.
So for an incoming freshman, I say enjoy yourself and do your first year to the fullest, because you're never going to get it back, and there's nothing like your first year. A lot of people say that and they're like, oh no, I'll be able to, you know, relive because I'll be to college for 4 or 5 years, 6 years, depending upon your program. But there's literally nothing like your freshman experience. So take advantage of all the opportunities. Go to all of the events. Just do everything that you possibly can, because again, you're not going to get that experience back.
I'll go. And then also I'll like to add as well, you know, going into college, being a freshman, you do want to have fun. You want to join different organizations, be a part, try your best to break out of your shell and be a leader. But also in that process, I think it's really important to like make sure you build that strong GPA as a freshman, because once you build a really strong GPA as a freshman, let's say something happens, you know, the next year, or you don't really make that the best of the grades the following semester, like that GPA won't drop as much as, you know, if it was low. If you start off with a low GPA, it's kind of harder to build, but when you start off with a nice solid foundation, it really helps you out in the long run.
I wanted to also add to that by saying, stay true to yourself. You're going to find a lot of people that you're going to be friends with, you know, just beware of your surroundings and who you choose to call your friends. Have fun, but make sure your education comes first. And that's about it. Continue to inspire yourself to do great things, because FAMU builds, FAMU molds greatness.
Yeah, just to piggyback off of her, is I'll say something my parents always told me, and they would say, remember who you are and remember whose you are. So remember where you come from. Remember your foundation. Even if you ain't come from the best foundation, remember that. Remember like where you came from and see how far you've come. Now you're at FAMU, or now you're at your HBCU, or now you're at your university. Remember where you came from. Well, if you came from an outstanding family where, you know, the love is just overwhelming, remember that. Remember that there's people who love you, that there's people who would be upset and sad if something was to happen to you because you made a poor choice. Be safe, okay? Be safe at wherever you go. Be mindful, share your location. That's just in general, but be safe in Tallahassee, and it's fun, but be mindful of the things that you do and take care of yourself and treat your body good, okay? Wow. That's me having flashbacks, waking up like, oh, Jay, are you? Be better than me.
All right. Don't speak on the business. Yes, I definitely agree. But my name is Sunny Speaks, and I do vegan soul food. Everything vegan. I do oxtail. I do ribs, mac and cheese, collard greens, cornbread. Everything vegan. And I ship nationwide. So you can find me on Instagram at Sunny Speaks, SunniSpeaks, and all over the internet. It's doing amazing things, pushing the culture forward, and always mentioning FAMU, where I got those humble beginnings. But I would just say for the upcoming freshmen, really network. Like, I know I said it before, but just really network, because that person that's, you know, swiping you in the calf, like, that's your future doctor, you know, your future lawyer, your future PR person for your business. So just really take the time to network and build those friendships with people, whether it be somebody who's from your same city within your major. And like AJ said, really go to all of those on-campus events that are like free. You know, I told y'all free was my favorite number, but really go there and network and see, you know, you might not be a person who wants to be in a, you know, super polished organization like that. You might want a more laid back organization, but whatever you decide to choose, like, just definitely network for sure, because it's life lasting bonds on some real hard downtime stuff, and it's also amazing networking opportunities. Actually, my first job, so shout out to Camille, because before I became an entrepreneur and a vegan chef, my first job was as a teacher, a high school teacher, and I got the job. I don't think I was as qualified as the other person in the group interview. And when the lady called me back, she was like, I'm glad to have another Rattler on staff. So the pushing point for her hiring me was because I was a Rattler, and she knew I was going to have the work ethic. And this was somebody I didn't even know. She just saw FAMU on my resume and hired me.
That's deep. And I think that's important for people to know too. Like you just said, like the lady, she didn't know you, but because she saw that name and what FAMU represents, people know that FAMU produces greatness. Like that's important for people to know too. Once again, like AJ said earlier, it's not necessarily who you know, but who knows you. But in your case, like even your affiliations, your organizations, and the reputations that they have. So yeah.
And we really have that all over. I was going to say, here in Atlanta, the Howell Mill food, the ATL food truck park, I've been there every weekend, and the owner is a Black woman, and she went to Tuskegee. And when I went to go see, that's actually one of the places where Slutty Vegan got their start. When I went to go see about it, she was like, oh, I guess we can let old Raggedy Rattler come out here and be at my, but she hooked it up very easily and seamless because she went to HBCU.
Mm. And you know, too, and just to kind of wrap this all up before we go, but that's definitely for everyone that's watching this now, and of course, everyone that will see this, that even though we all went to different institutions, the HBCU family in itself is like, you know, it's like no other. You know, it's always love amongst us. And like you said, even though the Tuskegee connection, even though she didn't go to FAMU, but it's still, it's like, it's always love. You know, it's always, it's like another brother, sister, or family member. So I just love it. This has been great. Thank you all for coming on and sharing your HBCU experience. Thank you everyone for tuning in. And anything else before we go?
Did everybody share their social media before we go?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. If you all just want to go around one more time and drop your, just say your social medias real quick so everyone can maybe follow you real quick. Maybe they're on their phones right now.
All right, so my Instagram is a.jay.williams. You can also follow me on Twitter at kingwilliams_13.
But beware, because he off the hook on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Well, since we're giving people forewarning, if you come to my Instagram, it's vegan food and it's twerking all day. So, okay. Just so you know.
My Instagram name.
Go ahead, boo.
Okay, so my Instagram name is at Lyrical Marie. So that's at the at sign, LYRICALMARIE. And when you come to my page, you're going to get inspired. You're going to get a lot of liberation for the Black people. And you know, that's about it.
I see you.
She's famous.
I see you.
My girl is famous. But no,
y'all humble girl from Broward. That's it. Humble girl representing Broward.
I know that's right. No, my Instagram is Who Camille. Same thing, WHOCAMILLE. You never know what you might get over there. My Twitter is Who Camille with an underscore. It's a little reckless too, but you know that's how we do it.
My Instagram is at low LOW underscore la LAHH.
Yes, and we'll have everything put in the caption, everyone's handles and things like that, so people can find you once this finishes. But once again, thank you all. We definitely got to stay connected and do some individual things, especially for everybody that's in Atlanta. We definitely got to link up some kind of way. Yes. So definitely we will stay in contact with all of you all. And thank you once again for coming on. And everybody have a great night.
Yes, can the Atlanta folks thank please you.
Can,
stay in contact,
though? Can we get two claps and a strike real quick?
Uh-huh. And would you
I say, can the Atlanta folk please stay in contact? It's like 5011.
Yeah, Sunny Speaks is right there.
I don't think I don't think you gave us your social media, your IG.
You know, so my personal, I haven't been on it. I have it, but I haven't posted in like a year and a half. So if y'all want to follow me on there, it's Who Is Adrena. Can't tell y'all when I'll post again, but it's Who Is Adrena. I check it though. I do.
Okay. You see all the content creators when you like, I haven't posted in a year. We like a year.
but you know what? It's only because I've been so focused on building this one. So it's like all my energy is in this. Yeah. So I'm like, so honestly, if y'all want to find me, y'all could just because I'm more so on that one. So just DM that one.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well. We'll talk to y'all soon. Hopefully we'll set something up soon. And thank you everyone for tuning in. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.